Hi, and welcome to Sunday with Mike. On today's show, we'll explore buzzing noises coming from your sound system, the rising cost of advertising, another program to help keep your computer running smoothly, and finally, an inexpensive way to control a remote light. If you find something helpful in today's show, please share the link with your friends, and don't forget to share your thoughts in the comments section down below. I'll be right back after I grab a cup of coffee.
DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
I've got my coffee, and I hope you have yours. Today, I wanted to explore buzzing and humming sounds coming from your sound system. Have you ever noticed that sometimes noise will come from your system? Is it there all the time or just once in a while? There are a few ways to solve this problem, and I'll share some possible cures. Have you heard the term called ground loop? A ground loop is a condition where something in your system is not plugged into the same outlet as all of your other gear. With all of our powered speakers, this condition will happen more often than it used to in the old days with passive systems. So how does plugging in gear into different outlets cause noise in our speakers? Well, one of the three pins on your AC plug is a ground wire. It means that if you trace that electrical connection all the way back to the source, you would find that it is connected in some manner to something going deep into the ground. Most often, this is either a 6-foot or 8-foot copper ground rod. When you plug into a different outlet, the ground wire path is now either longer or shorter than the outlet you originally plugged into. This means that the electricity from one outlet isn't getting to the ground rod at exactly the same time as the other outlet. We hear this as a buzzing or hum noise. Sometimes your laptop power supply will cause a buzzing noise, even though you're plugged into the same outlet. The reason for this is because of the circuitry inside the power supply. In part two, we're going to share some easy testing methods and possible cures for these annoying noises. I'll be right back. So, welcome back. We're going to pick up right where we left off. So the easy fix for all of these issues is with a ground lift adapter. You plug your AC cord into this adapter and then plug this into the wall. Since you are no longer using the ground pin on that cord, you have to be careful when you're going to use this item. Use common sense and never use a ground lift in a damp or a wet location. So let's explore how to test and decide whether to use this ground lift to solve our noise problems or not. First, set up your sound system like normal, and then without playing anything at all, turn the volumes up and check your speakers for noises. Next, remove the charger plug from your laptop. Don't unplug it from the wall, the actual plug on the laptop. Remove that and see if anything changes. If it did, then we want to place a ground lift on your power supply and plug it back in. You should notice the same reduction in noise as when the power supply was unplugged from the laptop. If there's an improvement, leave it in place. If not, then restore it back to the normal condition without the adapter. It's been my experience that if the laptop power supply has three pins, you'll need the ground lift to remove the power supply noise. If you have a two-prong AC cord, you will not need the adapter. Your mileage may vary, but those have been my results. So let's say that you needed to run a remote speaker way over there somewhere, and let's say that there happens to be an outlet right next to that speaker location. If you use that wall outlet instead of the one all the way over here where the other gear is plugged in, we're going to introduce a ground loop and a hum into the system. So as long as there isn't any chance of moisture, we can put a ground lift on that speaker over in the remote location, and this will solve the hum issue. Many people mistakenly believe that when you use a ground lift, you are making the device unsafe. This is rarely the case, because, for the example in our remote speaker, you're still grounded, it's just through the audio cable that's connected all the way back to my mixer or controller. Again, use common sense, and when in doubt, go ahead and put up with the buzzing noise just to be safe and keep the ground in place. There are some other methods for getting rid of these types of noises, and in the future, we're going to come back to this topic and talk about some of the other ways to do that. I'll be right back. In promoting your business segment today, I wanted to discuss the rising cost of advertising. Most of us would consider a modest increase in advertising rates each year normal. But when we compare those increases to something like the cost of living, and we discover that advertising has doubled or tripled in a single year, something is wrong and red flags in your head should start going off. People are always asking in different various groups, which is the best place to advertise your business? In our second show that aired way back on September 18th, 2016, we discussed using a database to track your referrals and other important aspects of your business. The link for all of our past shows is in the description down below if you want to go back and watch that show. We recently reduced the amount of advertising we were spending with one of the large wedding companies and increased it with another large wedding company. Why? Because our database told us that's what we needed to do. It was just good old-fashioned research that guided me on what is working and what's not for my company. I want you to do the same thing for your company. Monitor your advertising dollars closely. Make your money work hard for you. If it's not working, don't be afraid to make whatever adjustments are needed. But the only way you will know with any certainty with your advertising dollars and which sources are working is to monitor that using a database. Who knows what the next round of advertising renewals will bring in my world? But I can assure you it will be based on facts and statistics rather than some slick salesperson trying to convince me that they are the golden answer to all of my advertising problems. Have you found a great way to use your database for your business? If so, share your experiences with me in the comments section down below, and I'll be right back. Today we're going to discuss another cleaner for your PC computer, but before we do, I've been asked why I don't discuss Mac computers, and the answer is simple. I don't own a Mac, I have no idea what programs are available for them, and I wouldn't want to steer you the wrong way. But my shows are not about Mac versus PCs. It's about concepts and ideas. You can still use the information that I present by searching to see if a Mac version is available. And if it is, great. But if it's not, just use Google and find a similar program that will perform the suggested function that's designed for a Mac. It's not about the format. Let's don't go there. It's about the concept and the process. Many of our viewers have suggested a program called CCleaner. I have never used this program before, so I downloaded the free version to give it a spin. It worked well, and it found some stuff that was left behind by some of my other programs. The moral of this story is that no single program seems to get everything perfect. They each do something great, but then they don't do so well in other areas. By doing some experimenting with these different utilities, you can find the perfect set of programs that keeps your computer running smooth. Since they're all free, you don't have anything to lose except a little bit of time. Once you find the magic combination of programs that you like, consider upgrading to their paid pro versions. If you find one that you think is great, be sure to share it with me in the comments section down below, and I'll be right back. I wanted to share an idea with you that I picked up a few years ago from another DJ named Michael Anderson. He showed an effect with a light that just blew me away, and while I've never recreated his effect with a bridal couple, I have used his idea many times in many different ways. Each time I show another DJ this setup, they are always blown away by how simple and effective this remote control system is. So before going any further, I want to give a special shout out to Michael Anderson from the 1% Solution series with Randy Bartlett. So here we go. We've got a little hands-on here. This is the unit. You buy this, and it's a two-piece thing. It comes with this little cord and then a remote control. So the idea is that you plug this into the wall, which I'm going to do now, and I have an extension cord here. I'm going to use a nightlight to give us an idea of how that works. And so if you notice, it's off. But if I turn it on with the remote over here, it comes on. So all I'm doing is controlling the remote in this hand, and the light is going on and off. This was designed to work with Christmas lights, but you can use it to spotlight someone walking into a hallway, have a big parkan light, and have the parkan plugged into this and control it from across the room. You can control a vertigo, an old fixture that you have. Anything that just turning it on and off with a relay won't mess up is available for use with this device. It's extremely handy, and we just absolutely love it. So, I have used this thing for all kinds of different projects. I suggest that you do the same. And this list goes on and on and on. Walmart and Home Depot and other home improvement centers sell these things, and they run about $20 a piece. I have a GE branded unit that even has multiple channels on the remote control. This isn't it, but it has a little knob right here, and it's like six channels. So it's amazingly easy to set up and to use, and I highly suggest that you add one of these to your tool set and keep one handy. I'll be right back to wrap things up after this short break. So that's my show for today. I'll be back next week with all new topics to help you and your business. Be sure to give me your thoughts on today's show down in the comments section down below, and don't forget to give us a thumbs up if we've taught you anything new at all. If you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook, and I'll share that link down below in the description as well. So until next Sunday, my name is Mike Schnauder. Be safe, and thanks for watching.